Welcome to On the Verge with Kara Bradley. Weekly blasts of no-hype advice and essential practices to settle down, show up, and shift from crazy busy to high-definition, high-voltage living. I want to talk to you about failing. Seriously, failing. I fail all the time, and it's about time I start talking about it. I'm failing every single day, more so in the last 6 months than I ever have in my entire life. And I think that it's really something that we need to be talking about out there. How we fail, how it feels to fail, how you lean into failure, how you carry failure, what it means to fail in your life, and what it means to step into arenas where failing is going to happen more. So a few weeks ago, I went for a walk with a good friend of mine, student at Verge. We had a talk about writing books. She's written a memoir about herself and her life, and she's been trying to get it published for the last year or so. And I said to her, I looked at her in the eyes and I said, you know, be careful what you ask for, because once your book gets out there, you are a target, man. You are making yourself a target for failure. You know, once your book is out there, you're going to start leaning in and pressing into places you never did before. And what that means is not only some success, but it means a whole lot of failure. And I'm telling you, I fail more than I succeed. And I just think that's the way it is. So I want to talk to you about that today. So let's talk about failure. Let's talk about, what it means to get a no. Or how about not getting anything, not even getting a response? You know, the no's in my life have been really important for my growth. And a few years back, maybe about 5 years back, I submitted a proposal to do a yoga weekend at the Omega Institute in Rhinebeck, New York. I had been there many times as a student. I felt like I was ready to put a program on there. And so I spent a lot of time putting together this really sharp proposal, sent it out, nada, no response, nothing. And I sat with that for about 6 months. I was like, wow, you know, I inquired once, nothing, no response. In fact, they sent back an auto reply saying, you know what, we may just not respond to you. We get so many of these. Okay, so I sat with that for a while. About 2 or 3 years later, I got up the courage to submit a new proposal. I said, okay, I've grown as a teacher. My following has grown. Let's try this again. And so I did. I submitted another really sharp proposal, or what I thought was sharp. And again, I got nothing back. I was like, whoa, okay. There's some feedback here. So how about we not just blame or feel bad about ourselves, let's look at the feedback. And so I did. I looked at who I was and how I was presenting myself. And I started to look at the teachers that were presenting at Omega. What did they have that I didn't have? What were they doing? How were they presenting themselves? And what I recognized there and then was that just about every single presenter had a book. They all had books. And so I decided it was time to write a book. And that was in January of 2013. And you know, we're here approaching January of 2017. So that was 4 years ago that I made the decision to write a book. So the no that I received from Omega twice, actually, it wasn't even an emphatic no. It was just a, I don't hear you yet, gave me the courage to write a book. So our failures can help us. And we've got to be failing. Are you failing? That's my question for you today. Where are you failing in life? Are you leaning in enough in different areas of your life that you're meeting with some no's or some no answers? Or maybe just some flat responses? So let's explore that a little bit. You know, my failures come in the form right now in my professional life in unanswered emails, right? I send out a lot of stuff, a lot of article submissions, a lot of, reaching out to people that may be doing something that I'm doing or I'd like to do to get some feedback from them. And a lot of times, listen, people are busy. You know, I do my best to answer every email, but I'm sure things fall through the cracks. And I apologize if you've ever sent me an email and I haven't responded. It happens. So unanswered emails, article submissions, workshop proposals. I've since put out proposals to other conferences to present, to do workshops. Again, unanswered, that's okay. I recognize it's okay. I'm in the arena. I'm giving it a shot. I'm inconsistent book sales. You know, being an author out there in this world of mega, mega amounts of books, self-published books, published books, ebooks, you know, there's so much noise. I've got to continue to jump in and raise my hand to get seen. And I fail a lot. Also, just, you know, awkward social media posts. I'm going to be honest with you. You know, I put a lot out there because you never know who it's going to connect with. And I have a bunch of different markets, you know, a kind of a prime target market and sub target markets. And sometimes things fall flat or come out awkwardly. You know, it just does. We all do it. I'm a pro at failing. And honestly, I've gotten to the point where I don't mind anymore because there's so many, to be honest with you. And there's so many failures, I can't really count them all. So I don't mind failing, and I've gotten kind of good at failing. What I recognize is that just trying something out of my comfort zone makes me feel alive. It makes me feel awake. Right? My heart rate goes up. You know, I kind of like sitting at the edge of my seat. I'm more alert. I'm more awake. Failing is part of that. You know, if you're going to risk succeeding, you've got to risk failing. And I talk about this all the time when I teach yoga. You know, we're trying yoga poses here. Like, fall on your face every once in a while, right? Get used to leaning so far forward that you fall. What's the worst that can happen? You know, we've never had a broken arm or a broken leg, you know, in our yoga classes, knock on wood. But really, what is the risk of failing in small ways? So we can practice failing, and we're going to talk about that a little bit later. My question for you is, how do you fail? How are you currently failing in your life? Have you ever thought about it? What's failing in your life right now? So just think about that without beating yourself up, okay? We're not beating ourselves up in thinking about what we haven't done. Let's just think about what we have done that maybe hasn't materialized yet or been accepted yet. So are you failing? I'm not going to even say sort of. I'm just going to say failing. Are you failing perhaps in your health? Are there things that you're doing where you're not getting the positive feedback from? Is your body not responding to what you're doing daily? Eating, sleeping, fitness, mental cleansing, practices, connection, right? Time alone. So you may be trying, but failing at what you're doing. So it's really important to get honest about that. Health, relationships. Right? Are you failing at any relationships? Again, this isn't about going south into the weeds and beating yourself up. It's about getting honest. It's about just really looking at what are you doing every day and what is the response? Is the response positive or neutral or negative? And let's take a look at that. Let's get honest with what we're doing. Are you failing at work? Are you putting yourself out there in ways and you're just not getting the response back yet, right? You may be barking up the wrong alley. I found that many, many times. You know, I kept leaning into an area, a market, you know, a platform and getting no responses back. And all the failures finally made me realize I just don't belong here, right? These aren't the people that are hearing what I have to say. So let's just shift. Let's pivot, right? Pivot, a great word. I love it because pivoting from your failures doesn't mean that that failure was unnecessary, right? So often, like my two rejections at Omega, our failures are necessary to take us to the next step. For me, that was getting up the courage to start my book proposal. So our failures open us up. Boy, have they opened me up big time. They open us up to feeling more alive and feeling more available and feeling excited and also feeling raw and incredibly vulnerable. When you risk out there, you're going to feel vulnerable. You know, Brené Brown talks about this all the time. You know, having that vulnerability hangover, like she talked about after her first TED Talk, when she, you know, kind of just came out and said it as it is and talked about herself, right? When we risk putting ourselves out there, we're going to feel queasy. It's going to feel like your chest is exposed, your heart is exposed. And that's a really good indication that you are risking, right? You are risking yourself. And it's, hey, listen, if you want to play in the big arena, we're going to have to risk. We're going to have to put ourselves out there. Pema Chodron writes, failure opens an unguarded, vulnerable, and wide open space. And from that space, the best part of ourselves comes out. You know this. I know this. It's those tender moments when you just speak the truth. Your heart starts racing, but you know it just needed to be said, you know, or you make the phone call. Or you say no to something you always said yes to. You know, those are the times when we feel most vulnerable and open and when we risk. So when's the last time you felt that way? That's the question. Can you feel that way every day? Can you look for opportunities to fail every day? To put yourself in a different arena? To make yourself open and available for no's, for rejection, for just somebody not even responding, right? Oh, this is good. My friend Kelly McNillis, the founder of Women for One, she talks about the messy truth, living in the messy truth. In fact, she's writing a book or wrote a book about it. I think it's coming out next year. I'm going to put all this information in the show notes so that you can tap into some of these people I'm talking about. She talks about the messy truth. All right, I'm going to give you a messy truth right now. I'm recording this podcast in my very messy walk-in closet. So I put a picture about it, of my closet once up on Instagram, I think. I record in my closet, and usually it's kind of clean because I like to be in a clean space before I record. But today I was like, you know, it's messy. And this is what failure is, right? It's not about always being clean, always being perfect, always having the right thing to say and the perfect pitch, right? The messy truth. We're here to just stand in the center and open ourselves up to life. And more times than not, we're going to fail. And the failures lead us to that one success that takes us way forward, big leap forward, right? A couple of episodes ago, I talked about working with Mindful Magazine and how 2 years ago I had pitched doing mindful movement for them. And then a year later, I pitched doing mindful movement. And I just figured, you know, either I was barking up the wrong alley or they just weren't interested in me until, you know, just so happened one day, everything stars aligned. And there it was, met the digital editor and my video was on their site the next day. So we don't know. We don't know. But if we don't try, we will never know. If we don't risk failing, we will never have the amount of success or glory or joy that we're seeking in life. The failure and the attempt makes us feel awake and alive. There's some fear, no doubt. There's being uncomfortable, no doubt. You may feel your mouth get dry. You may feel your heart rate go up. You may feel sick to your stomach when you're attempting something. So we want to practice failing every day. Can you do that? right? When my daughters, who are now in their early 20s, you know, all their lives, I've really tried to stay hands off. I know I haven't always, I'm sorry, but I really do. And, you know, whenever they've met up against failure, and they have, they've both had, you know, for two girls in their early 20s, quite a deal, great deal of failure in their life. You know, they were competitive athletes. They've pushed their limits. You know, they pushed themselves in academics and they failed a lot. You know, tried out for plays and tried out for teams and tried out for jobs and didn't get stuff. And, you know, while they may come to me in tears on the other side of the phone, I'm smiling because I know the more you fail, the closer you get to that one sweet success. So practicing failing, knowing that when you're failing, you're in a new arena. You're not in the cozy comfort of the arena that you've gotten very used to. You're pushing limits. You're pressing boundaries. You're trying to move into different areas and explore different ways of being, of living. So what does it mean? How can we do this? Just a couple of examples, and I'd love to hear from you about some other ways, because this is a great conversation. I'd love to continue. You can, let's say, keep it really simple, try a different workout, right? Go to that spin class that everybody's raving about, you're too scared to go to. Try to hold a meeting that you're running in a different way, you know, starting differently, ending differently, posing a different question. How about just being generous in a way that you've never been generous before? Opening yourselves up, offering something of yourself to somebody else and risking them saying, no, that's okay, thanks a lot, but I don't need your help, right? Boy, that's a failure, but why not, right? Being radical in some way. Being comfortable, starting to get more comfortable getting uncomfortable every single day. What does that mean? How do we do that? My friends over at the Flow Genome Project, Jamie Wheel and Stephen Cutler, I study with these guys. They teach flow training, right? They teach you about how to hack the flow state. Oh, it's so awesome. One of the flow hackers they talk about is radical novelty. When we are in situations that are new, new to what we're comfortable doing, we feel alive, right? We risk failure, right? We risk falling on our face, being rejected, but we also open ourselves up to the possibility of great success, incredible direct experience of being awake in this brilliant life of ours. We're not going to find it if we stay in the known. We've got to press and risk and chance failure every single day. So getting comfortable, being uncomfortable, welcoming the unwelcome. This is the art of failure. Are you up for the challenge? You know, ask yourself at the end of the day, how did I fail today? Or how did I put myself out there? Maybe I'll fail tomorrow because of what I did today. Or maybe I just won't hear, right? How are you failing in your life? Let's get honest. Let's sit and live in the messy truth. Talk to me. Let me know. Connect with me on email, ekara@karabradley.net. Friend me, you know, find me on Facebook. Find me on Instagram. Talk to me and let's continue this conversation because it's really fun. As you can tell, I get really excited about failing. So let's step into the big arena, everyone. Let's dare greatly, as Brené Brown so wonderfully says, and let's share. Let's share the failures as well as the successes. Have an awesome day.
If you're feeling fired up from this episode, please share it with a friend. And review this podcast on iTunes and Google Play. And help me help more folks show up for their high-definition, high-voltage life.